Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
Hi, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, host of the new How Stuff Works Now podcast. Every week, I'll be bringing you three stories from our team about the weird and wondrous developments we've seen in science, technology, and culture. Fresh episodes will be out every Monday on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, and everywhere else that fine podcasts are found. Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Oh, hey there, Brain Stuff. It's Christian Sager, and it is time you and I had a talk about the moon. I know we haven't been there in a while, but it is pretty rad. I mean, we think that about 4.5 billion years ago, something the size of Mars crashed into Earth and ricocheted into space to form the moon. It even took some of Earth's mantle with it. So there's ancient chunks of our planet merged with space stuff up there, just hanging out in orbit. But even with all that, I'm not sure the moon gets all the credit it deserves. If it wasn't there, things would be a lot different here on our little blue planet. First, we'd see some pretty dramatic changes to the ocean. The moon is responsible for most of the effects of tides. Without it, the tides would only be a third of the size that they are now. This is because the sun would account for the major gravitational pull affecting the altitude of the ocean. And while the sun is way bigger than the moon, like 400 times bigger, it is also much further away, so the tides it creates only have about 40% of the strength of our current lunar tides. Surfing wouldn't be the only thing that suffered. Lots of ecosystems rely on the motion and changes of the tides to sustain them. Plus, the moon holds a bulge of tidal water around Earth's middle that would disperse without its gravity, changing coastlines around the world. Also, did you know that the moon helps slow down the rotation of Earth? Yep. Without it, we wouldn't have 24-hour days. They'd be more like 6 to 8 hours long. we'd have to remake our calendar to accommodate between 1,100 and 1,400 days per year. Not only would that screw up all of our schedules, but a faster rotation would also increase the amount of wind and storms on our planet. If that's not extreme climate change enough for you, no moon would also destabilize the Earth's axis, unpredictably changing our tilt with side effects that would render the planet inhospitable to lots of its creatures. Right now, we're tilted at a lovely 23 degrees, which gives us relatively mild seasons and environments. But the moon acts as an external force that stabilizes that angle. Without it, we could wobble anywhere between 0 degrees, with no seasons and barely any sunlight, to 85 degrees, where the planet would fall over on its side like a kitten on a catnip high. Mars, for example, wobbles only 15 and 35 degrees, and it experiences drastic climate changes where ice drifts all the way from its poles to its equator. Finally, gang, I don't know if you've noticed, but the moon's pretty darn bright up there in the middle of the night. Sure, the sun is 400,000 times brighter, but sometimes it still hits your eye, you know, like a big pizza pie. Which means that without it, our nights would be a lot darker than we're used to. Try stumbling around in the woods without a moon and see how you like it.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube, and for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.